So that's a view. Zok the Mishnah. When there are two korbanos to be brought, the korban that is more frequent precedes the korban that is less frequent. Therefore, hatamidin koyd melu musafin. The korban tamid that is brought every day precedes the korban musaf that is brought once a week on Shabbos. And musve Shabbos koyd melu musafi Rish Chodesh. The musaf of Shabbos precedes the musaf that is brought once a month on Rish Chodesh. And musve Rish Chodesh koyd melu musafi Rish Hashanah. The musaf Rish Chodesh comes before the musaf that is brought once a year on Rish Hashanah. As the Mishnah explains, the source for Tamidin Koyim L'Musafin is in the pasuk of the Korban Musaf that states, Milvad Elas HaBoiker Asher Lo Elas HaTamid. The words Milvad, aside for, implies that the Tamid was already brought before the Musaf. And regarding Musafin Koyim L'Musafin, in which neither is B'chol Yoyim, either the source is in the same pasuk that already mentions Elas HaBoiker, and then adds Elas HaTamid to teach that the Hachte Tadira Tiktim, any Korban that is more frequent precedes another Korban that is less frequent. Or the source is in the next pasuk, Ka'ela tasu layoim shivas yamim. Elo ka'ela, the musafin are brought in the same sequence as the tamid musaf in the previous pasuk, and therefore hachta tadira tikta. Zok the Mishnah, kol makudish mechaver koid meschaver. A carbon with greater kedusha precedes a carbon with lesser kedusha. Therefore, dama chatas koid ma dama oila mamneshu meratza. If a chatas va'ila were already shechted, the zrikas dam chatas precedes the zrikas dam oila, because a chatas atones even for an isakaris, while an oila atones only for an asay. And a vari oila koim le muri chatas mamneshu kal le ishim. If the chatas va'ila already had zrika performed, the haktaris a vari oila precedes the haktaris a muri chatas, because an oila is burned completely, while in a chatas only its a murma burned. And the Gemara explains that this is derived from two contradicting psukim. One pasuk states, Ufar sheni ben bakar tikach lechatas. The chatas is second, which implies the oila is first. While the other pasuk states, Va'asa se'echad chatas v'se'echad oila, which implies the chatas is first and the oila is second. Therefore, we must reconcile them as follows. Regarding zrika, tam chatas kaidemus ladam oila b'mneisha meratza. And even though in the chatas only the first matan accomplishes the kapara, nevertheless, the remaining shaldish matanis that do not accomplish kapara also come before dam oila. Either because these pesukim refer to chatas halaviyim, which did not accomplish any kapara, and even so it came before dam oila, or because hoil v'hischel b'matan is geimer. Once the kohen starts the first matan of the chatas, he must finish all the matanas before doing another karban. While regarding haktara, ivari oila kohen le'muri chatas, memnei shu kol le'ishim. The Gemara proceeds with two questions. Dam chatas ve'ivari oila izmen kohidim. What comes first, the zrikas chatas or the haktaras oila? Perhaps dam chatas koidim because this zrika is mechaper. Or perhaps ivari oila koidim because this haktara burns the carbon completely. Then the Gemara inquires, ibailu dam oila ve'muri chatas ezmen koidim. What comes first, the zrika's oila or the haktara's chatas? Perhaps dam oila koidim because in this carbon the haktara burns the carbon completely. Or perhaps ivari chatas koidim because in this carbon the zrika is mechaper. Both questions remain unresolved. The Mishnah continues, Chatas kedemes la'ashem. A chatas precedes an ashem. And even though an ashem has the chumra of yeshli kitzvah, it must have a minimum value of 2 shkalim, while a chatas does not. Even so, a chatas has more kedusha, memnei shadama nitin ladal kranes va'al yisayt. Dam chatas is applied on all four corners of the mizbeach, and the pasuk explicitly specifies that the shirayim are poured onto the yisayt. While dam ashem is applied only on two sides and not in the corner, and there is no explicit pasuk that shiyari ashem are poured on the yisayt. The Gemara inquires, Ibailhu, Dam Oila Vidam Asham Ezmen Kaidim. What comes first? The Zrika's Dam Oila or the Zrika's Dam Asham? Perhaps Dam Oila Kaidim because in this carbon the Akhtara burns the carbon completely. Or Dam Asham Kaidim because this Zrika accomplishes Kapara for Elisase. This question remains unresolved. The Mishnah continues, Asham Kaidim the Taida Ve'el Nazar. An Asham precedes a Taida or an El Nazar. And even though these carbonists require Lechem, while Asham does not, even so, an ashram has more kedushim neshu kodeshe kodeshim. An ashram is kodeshe kodeshim, while taida ve'el nazar are kodeshim kalam. And between taida ve'el nazar, taida kadma, a taida precedes an el nazar because she came to una dal mini lechem. A taida requires 4 types of bread, while an el nazar requires only 2 types of bread. Taida ve'el nazar kodeshim l'shlam. A taida ve'el nazar precedes a shlam, even though yeshnan b'tzibur kibiyachad, a shlam is also brought by the tzibur. Even so, taida ve'el nazar have more kedusha, they're eaten for only 1 day and they require lechem, while the shlam is eaten for 2 days and does not require lechem. Hashlam koyim lebechayr, memnation tuunin matan dalad, v'smicha unesachem atunufas chaz v'sheik. A shlam precedes a bechayr, and even though a bechayr becomes kaddish from birth and is eaten by the kahanim, even so a shlam has more kedusha because it requires the following mitzvahs: 2 matanas dam, The owner does smicha, it requires a michas nesachim. And the kohen performs snufa with the chaz of a sheik, while the bechor does not have these mitzvahs. Habachor kohen lemaiser, a bechor precedes a maiser behema. And even though shekein mekadosh lefanav l'achrav, if the 9th and 11th animals were erroneously counted as the 10th, they also become kaddish. Even so, a bechor has more kedusha, memnishu kedushas mirechem enoichel lekahanim. A bechor becomes kaddish from birth, and the bechor is eaten by the kahanim, while maiser behema is eaten by the owner. Ha-meister koin lo-eifis. Meister behemoth precedes a chatas oif, and certainly an oilas oif. And even though oifis are kachi kachim, even so, meister behemoth has more kedushim than ishu zebach, v'yesh be-koidish kedushim dami ve-murv. In meister behemoth, they do shchita with a knife, like the majority of karbanis, and both the blood and fats are brought on the mizbeach, while in the chatas oif, only the blood is brought on the mizbeach. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion regarding psul yaitze of kachin kalim as follows. Regarding Basr la'achas rika, there are certainly no psul yaitze on the meat of a carbon after zrika. On the contrary, one is permitted to take Basr kachim kalim outside the azar after zrika because the zrika accomplishes the hetar achila for Basr kachim kalim to be eaten in the entire city of Yerushalayim. And regarding emurin la'achas rika, there certainly is a psul yaitze on the emurim of a carbon after zrika, and one is forbidden to take emurim kachim kalim outside the azar after zrika. And if he does so, the emurim become psul yaitze because the zrika accomplishes the hetar akhtara for the emurim to be burned on the mizbeach, which is only inside the azar. And regarding basr kaidim zrika, if basr kachim kalim was taken outside the azar before zrika, there is a machlekes. Rabbi Yechon amar kasher, hayol b'sefer latzis, Rish Lakish apostle adain lagi is mani latzis. Rabbi Yechon holds the basr is kasher because since later after zrika the basr is permitted outside the azar, therefore even before zrika the basr does not become pasul. While Rish Lakish holds the basr is pasul because now before zrika the basr is not yet permitted outside the azar, therefore it does become pasul. The Gemara discusses a murim kachim kalim sheyatz lefne zrika is dam. A murim kachim kalim that were taken outside the azar before zrika. Ravina Bashila says psulin. The murim become psul yaitzi, and even though there is no meila on a murim before zrika, nevertheless, regarding psul yaitze, the emurim are considered kachim kachim. However, the Gemara proceeds with a lengthy discussion and considers the possibility that emuri kachim kalim sheyatz lefnei zrika is dam kisherim, that the emurim do not become psul yaitze. And b'dahadir aylinu kulam alei pligi. If the emurim are brought back into the azar before zrika, all agree that the zrika can be performed and the emurim may then be burned on the mizbeach. However, b'deisnu avroi pligi. If the emurim are left outside the azar while the zrika was performed, there is a machlekes where the emurim may then be brought in and burned on the mizbeach. Marsaver ein zrika me'elis li'etze. Or marsaver zrika me'elis li'etze. One opinion is that the zrika does not accomplish heter haktara for what's outside the azara, and it may not be burned on the mizbeach. Therefore, the emurim are not subject to me'ila and other halachas. And the other opinion is that the zrika does accomplish heter haktara for what's outside the azara, and it may be burned on the mizbeach. Therefore, the emurim are subject to me'ila and other halachas.